a lot about cars. A friend of mine, he was talking to me, and he's like, Tim, I think my favorite truck is like the Ford F-150. What's your favorite truck? I was like, I don't know, ice cream? Ice cream or taco, it's the brand I
Welcome to Weird Thinking with Chainsaw and Rocket,
where weird thoughts come to life.
That was Single Shot and Silver Tongue.
Doing the best intro ever.
Yeah, pretty much.
They know who it is.
I am Rocket.
And Chainsaw, hi!
I have not told these suckers what the topic is going to be, because I just kind of had something in my head that I wanted to talk about.
Well, I was it now.
Well, okay, so the other day, I read an article, and it was about something very beloved to me, The Simpsons, and how apparently there was an Indian comedian who was very offended by the character Apu. Did anybody else read this or see anything about it?
I think I heard a little bit.
I remember posting a rant on Facebook about it.
I didn't see your rant. Okay, this is something that to me, like, I found it to be extremely ridiculous. First of all, like, we're obviously trying to dive into the world of comedy, and we don't have boundaries, really. Like, we find the humor in everything. Nothing is too touchy. We make fun of ourselves. Like, that's a big part of our, like, bit, I guess you could say. Wouldn't you say so?
Yeah, I think comedy is kind of, like, fair for all. Is that how you say it? Fair for all?
I think it's like free for all.
Comedy
is so much fair for everyone.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's the whole point of comedy, is you're supposed to, like, make humor of
different styles of comedy.
Let me give you a little more background on what the article was about. So this comedian, I already forgot his name, but he actually made a documentary, and it's called The Problem with Apu.
Oh.
And so the documentary is basically going on to say how, like, Apu is a very racist character. Not racist, but, like,
a stereotype.
There you go. Okay. Like, he is a stereotype that makes him uncomfortable for personal reasons in his family and this, that, and blah, blah, blah. So that's basically what it's about, which I, like I said, I think it's fucking crazy. Like, I don't think that
the character Apu is voiced by a white guy doing the most racist Indian voice he could possibly do.
But, okay.
And he is written to be, you know, your typical Hindu. He has weird, funny gods, and he, no offense to that, but he has, you know, 8 kids, and he had an arranged marriage, and it's a play on Indian culture.
It is, absolutely.
And it's been like that since the fucking 90s.
How long has The Simpsons been on the air? Like,
that's one of my concerns that just came up, but, I mean, it doesn't mean that he grew up at the same time frame that
there's a lot of different cartoons that touch on, like, stereotypes, like the Boondocks, is it the Boondocks? It's just the Boondocks.
The Boondocks, yeah.
The Boondocks.
It's hilarious.
The
I love
Cleveland
that
show. Like,
yes.
There are, like, even, like, live, like, fucking step-by-step white people, Brady Bunch, and
I mean, there's humor to stereotypes, but it's kind of unfair to be like, oh, it's a stereotype, and you aren't allowed to be offended or upset by it. Like, I don't like when people dress up for Cinco de Mayo. I'm like, look, we're Mexican ring.
Yeah,
and drinking sombreros.
Like, I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
Don't do that. So I get that somebody can be offended and, like, you know, have a documentary about it. And it's okay to raise social awareness why that is or isn't okay. But, comedy is open.
Okay, but to me, like, comedy has been something, like, well-known for a very long time. Like, it touches all corners of the world, like, and there's so many different types of comedy out there. So, in this article, actually, this person said, like, that comedy should move with the times. So, in our times right now, like, people are very easily offended, more so than ever, by everything in the world. And I don't think it's fair to comedy to say you need to, you know, tone it down and make it PC and make it for everyone so that nobody gets offended.
But I do think it's not like fair. You said, there are different types of comedy. But so if you know what you're going into, like if you know this comic in particular plays a lot with race and social issues, that you need to know that that's going to be something you're walking into. You're not going to go to someone who's like wholesome jokes if you don't like that.
But I like Dave Chappelle, though. Like, everybody kind of knows Dave Chappelle is pretty controversial. Like, he doesn't give a fuck, and people got offended by him.
But
comedy doesn't mean everyone has to like it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it doesn't matter if everybody does or not.
Yeah.
The problem isn't with comedy. The problem is with, you know, people these days being so offended by everything and having to raise, you know, awareness for everything. I'm pretty sure we're aware of the racist, like, ideals behind Apu. Pretty sure it doesn't bother me, though.
So, how about, though,
but is that targeting you and your family? Like, would that feel different?
It's not targeting anybody. It's random.
It's just comedy.
And it's a stereotype of a specific group. Like, do you think if you were of that group, you'd be offended?
Okay, but is it false? Okay.
And the women are always in the kitchen and they're barefoot and pregnant. Like, I don't.
But that's also, like, in most, like, telenovelas, they are like that. Like, me personally, I'm also Mexican. And, well, you're not.
Which
you
kind of.
I am Mexican, like, I will say I'm Mexican, but, like, there is, like, this fucking hilarious Squidbilly episode that made me crack the fuck up. It was so fucking, like, stereotyped, like, probably really racist, but it was hilarious because the grandmother had an underground operation that was literally underground and had a bunch of, like, basically Mexican labor workers, like, doing all the work, but they were naked because she didn't want them to steal anything. And, like, all of them look like little beans with different mustaches.
Oh, my God.
And so then they got raided, and so all the little beans started running. And so the cop in the show says, "Burger, burger, dinner, and there's a bunch of naked mannies running past." And keep in mind, I was on acid when I was watching this, so it was really fucking hilarious. And I, like, in my head, I was like, "Mannies, like Manuel, like manual labor. That's fucking genius!" Like, and there was a bunch of, like, little beans, and it was hilarious. And, like, I'm Mexican, and yes, that's very, like, stereotypical, but, like, stereotypes do exist.
Let me just say that stereotypes do exist, and not only do they exist, but they exist because we partially make them exist.
We partake in them.
Like, we are definitely, like, you cannot deny that they exist. Like, think about it.
I'm not saying that you can't find them funny. I mean, that stuff doesn't usually offend me. I think part of the issue is making it so normal that people think that's the truth about a certain group. Instead of saying, like, this is obviously a joke. A lot of people aren't taking it as a joke, and they think that they're trying to make that the norm. That's how you should treat these people. That's how you should look at them. And I think that's really where that falls. Like, they don't want people to think that's normal. Although, yeah, it's funny if you can laugh at yourself, but you don't have to make it laugh at that.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Doesn't that come into, like, common sense, though? Like, shouldn't you be able, as a person, to pick, to say, okay, like, clearly that is for, like, jokes and for entertainment.
You're overestimating the common populace to think that they know and have common sense.
Of course, but that's the thing. Like, isn't it each human being's, like, individual responsibility for their actions? So, like, if you're choosing to be, to go beyond, like, comedy and take it to everyday life where you're like, oh, you fucking Indian, like, terrorist or whatever, you know what I mean, where it is so common now that, like, the Muslim community is getting threatened because people are that outrageous. Like, isn't that just that individual's, like, fucked up wires?
Sometimes furthering stereotypes is a little more dangerous than we'd like to believe.
Go to see the shot. We know you have stuff to say.
I think as an educated, rational adult, I know Indian culture isn't just revolved around that. Therefore, that's why I can see the satire in it and find it humorous without
being offended. Exactly. Okay, so let me ask you.
The key word there is educated.
Educated, that's true. Well, okay, let me ask you this. If Apu is racial stereotyping, how come Willie the groundskeeper isn't? Like, nobody has ever anything about him. And he is, like, portrayed as, like, dirty scum, Scottish.
I think right now Muslims and they feel targeted, so it's easy to feel offense because you think other people are agreeing with that.
Yeah.
I don't know how targeted other white groups really are right now. But I'm speaking that from a minority situation. Yeah.
I feel like
awareness.
I just feel like a lot of people are getting offended over stereotypes. They're getting offended over things that are being said that are most of the time true about
but
them.
But nobody wants to be
like, okay, let me just go through a few and tell me, like, Asians are slow drivers.
I myself am a slow driver, and I
How often have you been behind, like, a little Toyota Camry driving slow as hell, and you go around them, and you see, like, this little Asian man or somebody, like...
Sometimes in your head, do you say that? They're like, oh, it's just a little old lady. Or, like, if it's a little old person, like, oh, it's just a little old lady.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's just a little old Asian lady.
Like, and it's not just that. Like, I can go on and on and on, because I personally think stereotypes are hilariously accurate, and it's just really funny to me. But, yeah, I mean...
I also think that it's up to, like... Okay, this is something that drives me insane. I don't understand people that leave dirty diapers in parking lots. That is one of the fucking most annoying things in the world. It is mostly a certain type of people. Hispanic people that do it. And it's usually, like, at Walmart parking lots and things like that. Like, I do think that, like, if you are doing that and you, like, you are contributing to that kind of
stereotype,
like, you know better. Again, it goes back to the to the individual person. Don't you know better? Like,
it's also funny to me that you're grouping it in Hispanics and not just, like,
Mexicans,
a certain type,
like,
of
all of them,
but, like, not just a certain type of women. Like, you are also targeting only one group that you believe that's their stereotype. A lot of shitty people do shitty things. Like, I don't know if that's a Hispanic stereotype or if you're labeling it, which could just be easily misconstrued as, well, Alex doesn't, sorry, crap, whatever your name is, doesn't like Hispanic people. Can you see where that comes from?
Like, sure.
Like, feel targeted because you've made an assumption.
Because you're getting offended. But if you're not the one leaving dirty diapers in the fucking Walmart parking lots, then, like, you shouldn't be offended.
I don't want to be accused of it because of my ethnicity. I don't want to be accused of that because someone else has decided that's a stereotype.
Of course not.
And, like, and nobody wants to be.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wants to have stuff assumed about.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like also, like, the, like, black males are more targeted through, like, police because of their color and because they're males.
Yeah,
like,
so
that is a common...
Never mind the fact that it's, you know, African-American communities that are mostly shooting each other and dealing drugs and that kind of stuff.
That's statistics.
That's...
But it is not only African-American communities that are doing that to each other. How many gunshot wounds?
Are you Russian now? Oh, all these gunshot wounds.
It happens in every race, amongst every race. Like, people do shitty things to other people. It's just what happens. But let me ask you this. Have y'all ever thought of it this way? Stereotypes are formed because each race is raised differently. Like, we all have different beliefs, we all have different customs, and that is passed on through generations in that particular culture or race. Like, so it's not necessarily a stereotype, like, a bad thing, just because that is, like, the way that that's what you've seen in your family history. Like, do you know what I mean?
I feel like stereotypes are usually negative.
Well, yeah, but like,
we make them negative.
Exactly,
though.
But there are people that are changing that. Like, okay, with, like, I breastfed my kid for a very long time. Way to go, me. Anyway. But, like, okay, so there is a huge, like, in the, like, Hispanic, like, Mexican culture, like, it is a common thing where we naturally do predominantly breastfeed. In the African American culture, it is not common because they were, like, wet nurses, which was very offensive to them. And so, like, through generation and generation, it was like, no, you don't do that. Like, that's disgusting. Like, we're, you know, because of the whole history that went behind it. Mm-hmm. And now, like, there was a whole, like, outreach program where, like, they were trying to get more like African American like pregnant chicks to breastfeed because they're trying to change that stereotype mm-hmm. of generational
implementation, whatever.
Yeah. So it was interesting to see something negative getting turned around. Yeah.
So it is in the eye of the beholder, I guess you could say, like, whether you look at it negatively or positively.
Or if you choose to change it or not. Yeah.
I just feel like as a society, like, we need to do better amongst ourselves to try not to get offended and try to see it from a different perspective. And, like, instead of just, like, immediately, like, get offended, you stop and think, like, well, maybe they meant it this way, or maybe this could happen, or blah blah blah, like, how could you change it, or how could you take it differently?
Like, yeah, it would be great if nobody was ever offended by anything, but you can't, like, change the way somebody feels about something. And, like, I'm for it. I would hate that everyone gets offended by something I say that doesn't feel good. I don't want them, but they're also, it's not like a choice. Like,
yeah,
I'm gonna go out a little bit and say, like, are there some things that you don't think are funny? Like, I've had this conversation with mostly men. Are rape jokes funny? Is that ever okay? Does that actually have a trigger warning and that shouldn't be done? Is it okay in certain situations?
Let me turn that around, because Chainsaw and I have on multiple occasions joked about rape. God.
Such offensive shit.
But would you do that, like, here? Would you do that in an open area? Is that something okay to do with friends in small groups? Or do you think a rape joke is ever appropriate in an open auditorium where people can hear you?
Rape jokes are usually towards ourselves, though.
I think it all goes back to the types of comedy and the types of people who like different types of comedy.
Okay. Yeah, these people who don't like rape jokes wouldn't be coming to see,
well,
obviously.
Okay,
not,
a perfect example would be, like, in wrestling, old-time Attitude Era wrestling, like, it was okay for the men to, like, oh, shut up, bitch! Or, like, oh, look at that Stacy Keibler legs.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that was, like, those comments were okay, where, like, now in 2018... shitty wrestling, which
because
is not that good. They're very censored in what they can say and how provocative they can be, which is probably why they suck now. But, like, it was a whole different way. Like, we were so much more open to...
So you think that was a bad
comedy
step they made? Like, you don't think it's condoning violence against women in a way?
Don't know. I mean, I feel like if you're already a fucked up person and you already have that mentality towards women or towards anybody, you're already going to act on that regardless of if I say something funny about that or not. Like,
so you think negative people? Like,
I'm not encouraging it.
No,
like, I think you're...
No one's encouraging.
I really just
like
double advocate here.
No. That's great. Go ahead. Single shot.
You hit it right on. People who are naturally indisposed to violence are going to be violent regardless of what your thoughts and opinions are on the subject.
True.
No one is going to be out there actively saying you should rape or you should punch women or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think most 99.99% of people are against that stuff. As far as comedy goes...
generous statistic you gave them.
As far as comedy goes, I don't think anything's off limits. And if it offends you, I'm sorry it offended you, but that's about as far as it goes. When you're offended, that's all that happens. You're offended. Nothing should happen from it. Unfortunately, we live in a litigious society where if we are offended, we can take matters in our own hands, hire lawyers, and enforce these rules, and companies are afraid of that. So that's where we are
now.
That's why social justice warriors are everywhere, running rampant.
I hate that. I know, girl. Me too.
I hate that term too.
Negative. Social justice. You know what social justice is? Lynch mobs. That's social justice. That is a collective justice
of
a society taking matters into their own hands.
I think if you call me a social justice warrior, I'd be like, yeah, fuck you. We do want things to change. I think the society should change right now. Call me whatever you want.
Change.
I don't find it offensive.
But
just like other people find it offensive, I wouldn't find
it's
that.
Not. I don't think it's up to society to enforce justice. I think it's up to justice system.
Okay, but then
definition.
Does it offend you when it comes towards, like, your specific race, but where, like, I always joke about, like mass shootings, how it's usually, I don't joke about mass shootings. I joke about how it's always like an angry
white male.
Yeah, like that is a stereotype.
Yeah,
which is usually accurate. And also, who was right on the bombing? Didn't I say?
She did call it.
Didn't I say?
I was
like,
completely wrong.
I don't
angry
think,
white
I don't
male.
That's off limits. I mean,
Like,
you should be able to juggle anything.
Yeah. Because it definitely helps.
But like, no, like, but my point being, like, okay, so we joked earlier about how, like, now there's these fucking dumb pussy whipped, not whipped, just these gross, dumb white male men that are like, oh, but I'm offended because I might be a minority. And, like, you guys aren't treating white men.
White lives matter?
Yes. So, like, that is fucking ridiculous. And, like, that's a stereotype, but they're trying to be social justice warriors on this stupid issue.
People just don't like to
because the scales are tipping and people feel threatened by that?
Yes. And it's fucking ridiculous and stupid. And sit your ass down. It doesn't change your life in any way. You are still a white male. You are still in a, like, position of power and privilege. So, like, it doesn't affect you. Sit down. Like, go fight something that actually matters.
Yeah.
Like Mother Nature.
Like Mother Nature.
She matters. Fight her.
Protect her.
Nature looks after itself. Always has.
That's true. I mean, we are a virus.
Earth will be here long after we're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Wipe out the Idiocracy.
So, yeah, slightly going back to that, like, I would like to think that comedy shouldn't have any boundaries either, but I do believe that if you like a certain comedy, you should go see those certain people. If you don't like those kind of jokes, don't
so
see
it's
this
your
person.
Choice.
Right. Yeah, but do you feel, like, would you make certain jokes that you know have hurt somebody? Like, to them, that's all. Like, when you say comedy should be, like, have no boundaries, well, what about your personal life when you're trying to be funny?
I
would
feel
you,
like,
personal censorship should take precedence over, you know, censorship in general. I don't think anyone should be censored. That's what the First Man was about. As far as whether that's what you like, censor yourself from it. Don't take anyone else's fun away just because you're offended.
Well, what if I'm hanging out with you guys and you say something I think is really fucked up? Is that my fault for hanging out?
Have we? Okay.
No, I'm not saying that you have, or there is a possibility that you
will.
No,
we,
like,
could, but I would
just
hope
doesn't seem
that
fair to be,
no,
like,
but
well,
I,
don't go around it.
But then
like,
I would hope
you.
That,
fair
like,
enough, but
I'm not saying, I mean, I don't, I see what you're saying,
yeah,
like, I wouldn't expect people to ignore it.
Well, no, I would, exactly, wouldn't you say something like, hey, dude, like, that was a little bit,
oh,
like,
absolutely.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa,
like,
whoa.
I feel like comedy
yeah,
should be for everybody. Comedy
would,
is
right?
Something that everybody should be able to just talk about openly. Also, I feel like if people would stop being so offended at these jokes, like, if you would just run with the jokes and, like, joke back, like, people would be a lot less uptight and stressed out, for real. Because,
y'all say things that piss me off on the regular.
I know. All the time.
And you still hang out with us.
I still hang out with y'all. I have dialogue to deal with everything, just because I don't agree with 100% of everything you have to say, because I'm not going to listen to it. That's part of what it's about.
That's what a conversation is. That's
exactly
what a relationship
is. But I just
is.
Think people do have the right to say, this isn't for me, and to excuse themselves. And that,
yeah,
doesn't,
and
that doesn't mean that they can't have their own forms.
Now,
it's
let me ask. Go ahead.
Exactly.
It's not their fault for being in this situation, but it is their fault to let it happen.
If they
happen,
continue
I guess.
To stay and continue to, like.
Yes, absolutely. They continue,
like,
to
if
stay
I'm hanging
and
out
they keep
with
trying
you,
to be in a situation that they know they don't like. Why stay?
Yeah.
Right. If I'm hanging out with you and I'm making, you know, Mexican jokes all day long, to the point where you're finally just getting annoyed of it. I'd
like,
you.
Mira, cabrón.
And I'd be like, what?
But, okay, let me ask you this over time. So, say we're in a work situation. I am a jokester, as you know, and I say something one day that just really offends you. And then you don't ever say anything, and it's day after day after day that
it's
you have to put up my behavior because this is just who I am.
Right.
Would you go as far as to report me or
just talk to you about it personally?
Yeah, like, how would
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely, I would talk to you about it personally, but you will also know what I've had to do with certain people that work there. So
because of also a different position of power, though.
Because I think we're close, I can talk to you.
Yeah.
And I did try to talk to that other guy and be like, hey, this is not appropriate.
Yeah.
But if I can't shut you down, I will be sure there's a way to shut you down.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really playing devil's advocate here for the most part. I'm with y'all. I think comedy should be more open.
Mm-hmm.
I wish people wouldn't take offense, but I can't tell them that they're not allowed to.
To be offended, yeah.
But yeah, again, if you did something to me I didn't like, yeah, I'd tell you to fuck off until the night.
And it's all about environment.
Yeah.
In a comedy setting, you should be, no, this is a comedy show.
Yeah.
Some shit might go down.
Yeah.
But in a workplace environment, that's where it can be different.
I tone down my sexual humor at work. I try and tone it down. But sometimes with Mr. T, it's very hard to tone it down.
We all also know somebody at work who's a little on that sexual humor, and I know personally a lot of people get upset yeah, because of it. But yeah, I think you're right, single shot. Depends on the situation and environment you're
in. And I also feel like it depends on who.
If you know where you are and know what you can get away with, and I would say push that line, but don't ever cross it.
I'm just going to go ahead and say this. The majority of my jokes are about one person in particular, and they do happen to involve that person's weight. And
I thought you were talking about the other one in the other...
Okay.
What? Sorry.
Well, this involves somebody's weight, and I do not care who I make fat jokes in front of. I will make them in front of fat people. I don't fucking care, and they're usually not nice, and nobody's complained to me yet, so...
Would you be upset if someone came to you and said that did kind of hurt my feelings?
I would be like, grow the fuck up and get the fuck over it. I said people are... I would just say people are fucking fat, and it's a thing, okay? Like,
shit.
Shut it down. Like,
rock it on DEFCON 5.
But for real, like...
All torpedoes for fire.
I think it's silly that people can laugh at themselves, no matter, like, the extent of the joke.
We... personally laugh at like ourselves a lot. Like,
it's a skill you have to develop over time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, I used to take myself so seriously, and I really don't give a fuck.
That's a sad, miserable life.
Right?
It is.
It's such an uncomfortable place.
The minute you let go and just be yourself,
it's so much better. Yeah.
So you worry about other people saying things to offend you.
You're never
going to
be happy.
Miserable.
You're constantly going to be fucking upset and mad at someone. But, okay, are any of y'all familiar with the show Fresh Off the Boat?
Yes.
No.
I have heard it's
what
a thing, and that people have been upset by it. Okay. But I don't know really anything about it.
First of all, this is a show. It's a fucking hilarious show. The name probably gives away that it's about an Asian family. And
if you're familiar with the book, yeah.
It is, yeah. So it was a book written by Eddie Wong, who... in the show, it's about his childhood and stuff. And they are very...
Is it a humorous piece?
It is.
Yes.
Okay.
So funny. Like,
okay.
It is hilarious. And yeah, I guess people are getting offended for the same, like, reason as the Apu thing. Like, because that is actually people's livelihood. Like, that's the way they grew up. But
don't most comedians, like, joke about their race? Like, there's fucking Carlos Mencia and what's his name?
Carlos Mencia.
I know, but, like, I'm talking about, like... specific or
well,
very controversial.
Say George Lopez, everyone at least likes him.
That's
incredibly
George
racist.
Lopez too.
So, okay, even I read that one of my personal favorite comedians got offended by the Apu thing as well, Aziz Ansari. I haven't looked into that anymore to see if Aziz really did get offended.
Aziz has his own problems right now, let's just leave him out of it.
What's wrong with Aziz?
He's been accused of rape and stuff. Openly, to affect his career.
Tom Haverford?
Yeah.
Why is everybody so fucking rapey?
Yes.
Everybody is so rapey.
Maybe not now.
It's always been a thing, but now it's just coming to, like, light.
It's that he spent the night with one girl one time, and she now, you know, several years later, is just saying, oh, he came off very strong.
Shut the fuck up.
And
is that actually true?
It is actually true.
From the story I read,
you know what?
Look, I don't believe in victim blaming and any of that, but when I read it, it sounded like she just didn't want to be flirted with, or like...
feminist.
Oh,
she looked at me. Or he looked at me.
I'm sorry. I hate that word.
Kind of
like that. And hey, I've been in situations where I've kind of been a dude, but he's hitting on me. But I'm not going to call him out for that later. Like, that's kind of what happens.
I feel like I would. I feel like I'm very vocal, and I'd be like, you're being annoying. Or
But you'd just say that, and you would leave.
Exactly.
Because I know you will.
Yeah, I would say, you're being annoying, and then I would leave.
Right.
Okay, but look. To me, the easiest thing for women to do nowadays is to get their name out there, to get their 15 minutes of fame, is to say, this celebrity raped me. Because how often are you unable to come back with proof that this actually happened in these cases?
Well,
there was actually an
episode with the celebrity
episode about that. Like, about the girl that basically lied to, like, get back at her boyfriend.
Yeah, and she's in jail now because of what she did.
Oh, girl, I was talking about SVU.
Wait, what?
I was talking about SVU.
But that happens. It does happen. But being able to report that sort of thing is not... not easy. So if it does come years in advance, you can't just discredit them because they didn't say something in the first place.
Which is, yeah, which I understand. Like, I've had friends that have been raped. Like, I have been close, more assaulted than raped, like, physically, not, like, sexually. But I don't know, like, if I ever found him, I would fucking murder him myself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty vocal about shit. So it's hard for me to understand how you wouldn't want to, like, get this person back. Like, how could, I guess it does go back to fear, but I don't know. I feel like speak up. Like, you're going to have
when you're in that situation.
Sure. I mean, I don't know. I've never been sexually assaulted, so I have no idea.
But why target a celebrity? Like, just because you had the opportunity to hang out with that person, like, and then, like, you, like, a lot of the times when they're not telling the truth, like, this ruins people's careers. Like, what's the point of doing this?
That's
yeah.
why it's my called it bandwagoning, because...
Yeah, because all of a sudden...
At the time, everyone was in Hollywood was getting under the radar for that shit.
Yeah.
And to just add one more to the pile, I was like, oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, you can't deny that people are lying. But also,
or
the other things that are being uncovered, it seems like a lot of people are actually having...
Well, yeah, I mean,
complaints.
How many, like, what's his name? Millennium! What's his name? Fucking Corey Feldman.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what you were doing.
You've never seen his new music. It's just,
yes,
it's really bad.
I have, but
like Michael Jackson.
Blocked it out,
like,
but meant nothing.
I'm sorry. It is pretty awful. Don't.
He was great
not
in
listen.
Lost Boys.
Yeah, that's it.
So. Oh my gosh.
Don't listen to his new music. You will probably hate yourself. But he has called out, and, like, I think Macaulay Culkin has also called out, like, for, and what's his name, Tobey Maguire, for, like, the whole Hollywood sex ring and stuff. So that is that is something that is known.
Yeah.
Like, there is, like, a shit ton of pedophiles and gross motherfuckers up at the top of the food chain.
It's no doubt a problem. And people are in a position of power, they're trying to use that power for personal gains, of course.
Yeah, well, haven't you ever seen that documentary, Where's Johnny?
Yes.
On Netflix, about the guy, about the little boy that got kidnapped, and a lot of the people that pay for these, like, child prostitutes and, like, whatever, are really rich motherfuckers, because
yeah.
who else can afford it?
So
not average Joe down the street,
kid.
He
yeah.
can't.
Yeah, okay, going back, though, to, like, the racial part of this, because we get a little far into the rape topic there. I'm sorry. Okay, but no, for real, though, like, I just feel like the only way for us to ever move on from racial criticism is to just move on from it. Like, why get angry when anger fuels hate? Like,
or don't contribute to it.
There's what?
There's money in anger.
That's true, but...
A litigious society.
Find anger in something else, or for something else, like...
I feel like every person should just be a little bit more conscious of their actions and, like,
but,
contribute to, like, dumb things. Like, you know better. You should know right from wrong. If you don't, like, you are a piece of shit in our society and you should probably not exist in it.
That falls into the category of education.
Well,
people
yeah,
need
okay.
to be better educated than
yeah.
stop doing with dumb shit.
Exactly.
I mean, I get that, too, and, like... Manners are not instilled anymore.
Yeah.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Like, everyone.
It is a very different time.
It is. Little kids, like, yo, ma, open that door for me.
I've never had any child. That's all that is.
I've never had any child.
No, ma.
I've never had any child talk to me.
How dare they ask me to open doors for them?
Oh my gosh.
I'm still offended that somebody called me yes ma'am.
Yes ma'am.
Oh, is that what this is rooted
in? I'm not a ma'am.
Wow.
Just because I'm a mom doesn't mean
I get that
ma'am.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just going to apologize.
That's funny.
Tell us more about these rude children.
Where are you meeting them?
Okay, where I was
meeting these children?
In Scottsdale, there was these little white boys that were very racist.
Why they gotta be little white boys?
Scottsdale, Arizona is predominantly white and there are very rich people there, and it is one of the most racist places I've ever been in my life. People would try and run me over and then be like, go back to Mexico. Like,
are you serious?
Yes, dude, and it was really weird because, like, I had never experienced racism before, and so I was like, what? Are they talking to me? Like, oh, yeah, I'm clearly the only brown person around. Yeah, they're talking to me.
Oh, my
gosh.
And,
like, there's these little kids, because I used to walk to work. I used to work at Subway. It was the
Were
worst
you
job.
Artist?
I was
a sandwich
artist. It was the best job. No, it was the worst job, actually. But I used to walk to work, and these little kids that hung out at the gas station, they didn't even have cars, so I don't know why they were talking to me, but they were like...
Why are they at a gas station?
I don't know, but they were rich little white kids, and they're like, why don't you have a car? Are you poor?
Clearly, I work at Subway.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just 18 trying to make it in the world, kid. Like, and so anyway, but like, we worked at the Subway, and it was a bunch of like, tattooed rejects, like we all had our plugs, and this was like back in the day. It was like, I know, right? But in Scottsdale, it was freak town, and there was like all these white, like people would always just be like, oh, these freaks,
troubled so children.
It felt like I was in Mean Girls. Like the things that they would tell us were very dramatic, and like at the time we were just stoners, like, wow, we don't understand why everyone's so mean.
Yeah. Damn.
I don't even know how that came up. Just racism in Scottsdale, Arizona. Don't go there if you're colored.
Oh my gosh. Don't go to Jasper, Texas either.
Yeah.
Or Vider, Texas.
What happened there?
Well, Vider has a history of being racist, and many, many years ago, my first trip through Vider was to New Orleans with my two brothers and a white girl. And she was like, yeah, you all might want me to drive through Vider because they'll pull you over if you're, like,
any other color.
Yeah, really. So we were driving through Vider very slowly, and there's, like, signs in their yards and, like, little dolls of blackface people in their yards. And it's not like, we think this is cute. Like, no, they were like, hey, you. Like, yeah, look up Vider in their actual history. They've had some...
Are you familiar with
hate crimes and every time you drive through there?
Did you say they're big on social justice?
Oh my gosh. Are you familiar
with murder?
Are you familiar with the Jasper story?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, these people in Jasper, Texas tied this black man to the back to the bed of their truck and dragged him down the road.
Ugh.
And I think his head fell off. Like he was
fascinating.
Yeah.
I can't believe
fucking
that
crazy.
Still fucking happens. Like, how is it still a thing? We're like, oh, you're a different color? Mm.
Dumb,
like, how the fuck is this still a thing? And then a lot of it goes back to, too, like, we're creating that divide amongst, like, ourselves,
yes,
too.
It's
like,
ignorance
like,
yeah. in the purest sense.
Absolutely. Speaking of ignorance, and let me just mention this. Did y'all ever see the site Regretsy?
No,
it was making fun of Etsy and all the horrible crap on there.
Oh my gosh.
Well, so we used to go on the site all the time. It's really funny. And they had reposted an Etsy post that said skeletons and African American skeletons. And it was just like a blow up skeleton that was white and a black skeleton.
What?
They called it an African American skeleton.
Oh my gosh.
Like, do you not know what people look like on the inside? Like, you just think
on the inside? Through and through, yeah.
Or if they thought, oh, we don't want to offend anyone and call it a black skeleton, let's call it African American.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what their thought was, but either way, it was
ridiculous. It didn't work out. No.
As a crematory operator, I can honestly say all you motherfuckers are the same.
On the
Exactly. Working in the death care industry, like, all of you guys are laying in the same. Yeah. If you guys, we're all the same.
Yeah.
I don't care how rich you are, you're still going to die.
Yeah.
And you're
just going to
be
there.
Table.
A shell of a man or woman
the
on that table.
What you used to be.
Yeah,
the
corn husk.
Suit
with all their
decomposing, like every
disease.
Other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Details aside. Jesus.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Kiana's been
See,
on this rant.
It's funny that you mentioned this type of racism, but you don't find that comedy racist. Like other people do, and those people probably either know they're racist or don't
care. Those people need to be more
open-minded. But no, but see, I think it's hilarious that there is a site that was laughing at it. Like, that's hilarious.
Oh, that's
comedy.
Yeah.
Like,
I didn't mean the
like,
crazy racist or the people, like, yelling at you and then, like, the Jasper story.
At the time, it was, like, at first I was genuine, like, I was just confused. And then when, like, they tried to run me over and stuff, I was like,
wait a minute.
People are so rude.
Doing that.
Yeah, and I wanted to get the fuck out of Scottsdale, Arizona, which I did as soon as possible, because
racism.
What I mean by intent is, like, there's a comedian on stage saying black people walk across the street slow, and you're getting fear from that?
Fear?
Fear.
Then I think you need to reevaluate your life.
Oh, my gosh.
You're right.
That's
I do
true.
Believe that. It's completely different.
Yeah, totally.
I just think it's funny that we had brought it up, and it kind of ties back to what we're saying.
It does.
Yeah.
Comedy
riches.
Yeah.
Everything should always tie back to what original topic.
I'm really good at that.
Look at you. This is why team meeting today went well.
Very well.
We love our crew at Weird Thinking Productions.
Yes, yes, we do. Through and through. We love you.
Aww.
Right,
well,
that was just a little preview of our next endeavor that Chainsaw and I were discussing earlier today, or yesterday, or someday. I don't fucking know.
Look out, Missy.
Look out, yeah, because we're coming for you. You didn't know. You didn't know we rapped.
Okay.
No, but I demand it now.
No, you're just gonna have to wait for the EP to drop.
Okay.
Is that what they call it?
Dropping it low.
We can use these mics for more than just talking.
You cannot use these mics for
that. It sounds like you're using it for something else completely. We already had this.
That is also another endeavor.
Are you bored and lonely on this Thursday night?
Oh, Rocket's got a mic for you.
Why didn't you go? Ew, I'm not going to shove mics in anyone's bees.
They might want it in their bees.
Did I ever tell y'all?
Some people
like
butt stuff,
Rocket. As some people like batteries in their butt.
I cannot say a certain state without saying it incorrectly. I always say vagina instead of Virginia. Every single time I try to say it.
On purpose?
No, on accident. I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm like, West Virginia. I can't tell you how many times I've been on the phone with people and like in their state had to communicate with them. Like, oh, okay, so we're going to send it to this airport in Virginia. I mean, Virginia. All right,
well,
anyways, yeah.
I'm just those people deal with
that. Hey, it happens. But all right. I'm pretty much done on my little rant about comedy.
I think this went well.
Okay.
Wrap it up.
Well, we'll see y'all later. Again, as always, thanks for listening.
Bye.
And goodbye.